A very special edition of Live and Local from the studios. I'm Mike Hogan, and with me, Kylie Docter, the executive director of the Team Jack Foundation. You may remember in 2013 when a little boy named Jack, who was undergoing chemotherapy after being diagnosed with cancer, was able to fulfill his dream and run a player-assisted touchdown, a 69-yard touchdown in a Husker spring game, and made national news and really became quite iconic. Kylie, from that, the Team Jack Foundation was founded and to this day still does great work. Can you tell us about some of the work you guys do?
Sure. So the mission of the Team Jack Foundation is to fund pediatric brain cancer research. And so we have to date, you know, we've committed about $8.5 million to research, specifically to find better treatments for kids and ultimately a cure. And these are national research, you know, national research projects at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. We recently committed to a project at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute in New York. And then, of course, we are doing a big project at UNMC and Children's Hospital right there in Omaha. And this is basically the development of a brain tumor program so that when a child is diagnosed in Nebraska, they can stay home and they don't have to go elsewhere for treatments, and they'll have access to the best care possible when they're diagnosed right here in Omaha.
Well, there's a lot of things that I really like about the Team Jack organization, and not the least of which, to be honest with you, is that it's based out of Atkinson, Nebraska, and you've been able to do so much good work from such a faraway location. How do you navigate through that?
Sure. Yeah, we're fortunate because we have a 10-person board of directors, and some of them are located between Lincoln and Omaha. And then, of course, you know, with Rex, he's on the board of directors, and so we have connections kind of all over. And, you know, we're about 3.5 hours away based in Atkinson, but we try to get to Lincoln and Omaha and do whatever we need to do. And so I think the big thing is we're blessed with such great volunteers and a board of director, and they're surrounded by good people who will help us do what we need to do to further our mission.
And when you say Rex, you're talking Rex Burkhead, right?
Right. Yeah. He, you know, he's obviously in Boston, but, you know, between the, he's created this Team Jack trifecta in Plano, Texas, and then he's developed his own committee there. And so we've worked with his committee. It's about 10 people in the Dallas, Texas area, and it's just not on the trifecta. I mean, they help us with everything and make us, you know, connect us with people in their area, our friends that they have. And so, you know, we've been able to kind of extend nationally just through these committees of volunteers.
Well, and one of the things I do want to get to, and I would call it a spoiler alert with a big grin on my face, just this year, Jack Hoffman is now 13, and he took the field to play real football for his junior high team.
Yeah.
It's amazing the research and the healing that has happened through the Team Jack Foundation, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that is, it's so great, and, you know, we're so excited for Jack, and I think it's an inspiration to other kids, too. You know, we work with, excuse me, in addition to funding research, we work with about 55-plus families all over Nebraska, and some of them are, you know, cancer-free, but some of them aren't. And so I think, you know, and they're little kids. And so I think for them to be able to see Jack and what he's doing is an inspiration to them as well.
And on some radio stations in the Nebraska area, was it once a year you have a radiothon too with several different stations?
We actually had that last Thursday, and we did it live from Elwood, Nebraska, which is the location of the title sponsor that we've had for six years for the event, the home agency, and Jim and Sherry Baldonado and their family. They're located in Elwood. It's a town of about 690 people. And so we actually all went down, you know, in the radio, a couple of radio stations went to Elwood and did it there. And we ended up, it was our biggest year yet. We raised about close to 110,000 when it's all said and done in just one day. But we have 25-plus radio stations all over Nebraska. So, you know, not only do you raise, you know, $100,000, but it's the awareness that, you know, that's spread through the radio stations like like even what we're doing right now is immeasurable. And so we're so thankful to Nebraska stations, because we really couldn't, I don't know that we would be where we are now without the support of them. So we thank you all who do that for us.
Well, those in Omaha who may have missed that event on Thursday, October 10th, there's an event as well.
It's a Team Jack Wine fundraiser presented by Midwest Oil in Omaha, and it's on October 10th. And basically, it's just a wine tasting at Happy Hollow Club, and so you get to taste different wines from Stag's Leap, and which is kind of neat. Their claim to fame is that they're one of Napa Valley's first growth wineries. They kind of put Napa Valley on the map. So they'll have people there educating about the wine, and then we'll also talk about our Omaha program and give everyone an update on that.
The event is 6 to 9 p.m. on the 10th of October. She's Kylie Doctor. She's the executive director of the Team Jack Foundation. Kylie, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're busy, and thanks so much for the great work you guys are doing.
I appreciate it, and thank you for everything you do for Team Jack. We really appreciate it.